Fine. Morena to Nio. Kia ora, hoa, how are you?
Oh no.
Can she hear us? Oh no.
Technical difficulties.
Kia ora, Nio.
Can she hear us?
Oh no, we're having Zoom difficulties, everyone.
Oh, don't you love that?
Don't you love it? All right, we're going to listen to a track and then we'll get Nio back on the line and we'll have a little kōrero. This is from her new album. It's called Bloom Baby Bloom, this track.
Precious heart is still to heal. Patience holds me steady in its sight. I look away to steal a glance tonight.
Bloom, baby, bloom. Down upon me, I do not cower. In the middle of the desert, I gain power. Still I'm glowing luminous at dusk. Still I grow when other leaves turn rust. Still I know the beauty that I bring. While I'm clinging to the hillside, slipping in.
This is the lovely sounds of Nio. Bloom Baby Bloom is the title of this track from her debut album Wildwood. And we're going to try this again. We've got Nio on the line. Morena, Nio.
Atamarie.
Yay, you can hear us. Sorry, yay. Apologies for our technical difficulties.
Little did we know it was just one button away. congratulations on this album. It's just gorgeous.
It's so stunning.
Oh, thank you so much. That's nice to hear.
I kind of can't believe that it's your debut album because you've been doing the music thing for a wee while in other bands.
Because I'm so old.
You're not old. You've got your camera on and like the skincare routine needs to be dropped because you look lovely. but I can't believe this is your debut album because you've been doing the music thing for a wee while. You've released a couple of EPs, you've got collaborative projects, you've toured with the likes of Harry Styles. What is the journey to this debut solo album been?
It has been not wanting to, you know, obviously like there's lots to say and there's lots that I've always wanted to say through my music, but I don't know. It was like, I didn't feel ready. I didn't feel like I had all of the tools within me to bring it to the world in the way that I wanted to. And so it was like, and those tools being like, self-confidence, but also the courage to go and ask the people that I wanted and needed help from for this record. So it's like, that's why it's taken me so long, but yeah, I'm very grateful for the journey in it because now I put out a piece of work that I'm like really proud of.
Mm. Atahua, beautiful. There's there are a lot of those lovely lyrical themes of sort of self-love and confidence building and finding yourself. It feels, it's a very healing listen. I can imagine it was a healing creation as well.
Yeah, big time. I started writing some of them when I was still on the Harry tour, but most of them came afterwards, and it took me a long time to start writing again after that because I was just so exhausted. And yeah, a lot of them are themes of just like coming back to myself, and I think that's sort of a big life theme for me. The cycle.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the other people involved in creating Wildwood and what the process of writing and recording was like.
Yeah, most of the songs I wrote in my little house in Topanga Canyon. It was very tiny. It's just like a bed and a piano, and sort of going between there and the creek. And then the lead single, Aperture, I wrote at a Song Hubs in Tamaki with Paige and Joel Jones and Brooke Fraser. And so that was when I think writing that song made me realize like, oh, okay, there's a collection coming together here. And that song felt like a bit of a centerpiece because it's very, I think being in the room with a writer like Brooke Fraser, she was really keen to like get to the point and say the point. And I, like to dance around it a lot. So that was really cool to write, to co-write, because I haven't been very comfortable co-writing music for my solo project with other people. And then when it came to recording, I toured with a producer and songwriter that I love called Jonathan Wilson, like 8 years ago. And it had been a dream of mine since I was like 19 to make a record with him. So finally got to go and do that, also in Topanga. So it felt really nice to bring the record to life in the place that it was written. And we smashed it out over a week and a half, and it was so much fun. And we just cut most of the songs live with minimal overdubs, and it really felt nice to not like labor over them too much. Just be like, all right, that's how that one sounded in that moment. Take one. Let's just take it. Let's go.
Beautiful. It's nice to hear that there was some Aotearoa roots in the album as well, because you did spend a lot of you're not from here originally, but you spent a lot of your life here, eh?
Yes. Yeah. From 3 to 17, and have been trying to get back ever since. I do spend like, a few good months of the year back in Aotearoa. And yeah, I mean, the goal is to get home eventually. Mm-hmm. And it becomes the whisper comes louder in my head as each year passes.
There must be a lot of voices that come through in your music because of how much you've moved around. Do you think that would be true?
Yeah, for sure. But I think you have the ones that are louder than others, or like ring true, or ring closer to your heart more than others. And Aotearoa is like, and the whenua for me is the thing that brings me back to myself instantly and brings me the most clarity. And yeah, there's a lot of beautiful things to find in the world, but the more I move around, the more I appreciate, and the deeper my love grows for home.
Oh, beautiful. Can we talk about the title Wildwood? Where does that come from?
Wildwood, it's funny. I'm so like unimaginative sometimes with my titling of things. I'm just like, well, I wrote it there, I'll just call it that. So Wildwood was the piece of land that I was living on when I wrote most of it. And it used to be, it's funny because it's a bit of a dystopian, broken community, and so I didn't really want to highlight it so much as a actual place as much as the imagery of Wildwood I have enjoyed thinking about. But yeah, it's a place in Topanga, and it was a funny place that helped me get back to myself and gave me peace, because it's right on the creek. Topanga means where the mountains meet the sea, and the piece of land itself is where the creek goes out to the ocean, and there's a lot of magic and a lot of spirits traveling down that creek. So, yeah, but I just love the words wildwood. I mean,
yeah,
how weird, how lovely.
Yeah, I also really like the words wildwood. Is that where this cover photo was taken as well? Because it's beautiful.
Yeah, the cover photo was taken in Topanga, just actually down my street. I don't know about you guys or other artists, but I just want it to be, I want it to feel easy, you know, like my favorite songs, and my favorite songs that I like to write as well are just ones that feel like they kind of flow out of you. And I would like the creative side of it to be an extension of that. And so I do struggle to conceptualize those things sometimes. And I was like, why don't I just put on a nice dress and walk out the back door and we'll see what we get in that.
Hey, it works. It works. I love this cover. And the like cabaret feathers on your head. I'm like, who is this diva?
I know. My friend Nevada Hendrix, who she spent 3 months making that headpiece.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a legend. And she was like, you can be you, but we just need to elevate it a little bit. And so Brilliant. She made that headpiece, and I appreciate her doing that, because I think there is something about this album that feels like I'm really stepping into myself, and myself as like an adult woman as well, which feels scary and nice.
Cool. It's such a beautiful album. Thank you so much for making the time for a chat. It's been so cool to learn a little bit more about what went into the making of the album. We're going to listen to Conduit to write us out. Can you tell us a little bit about this track?
Conduit is just a song to remind you that, you know, we're not in control of anything. Just enjoy the ride, and I need to remind myself of that a lot. And I like the song because you could dance to it, you could lie down to it, you could drive to it. But yeah, enjoy it. Love you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Nio.
Thank you so much, Nio.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining us.
Everyone can check out Nio's debut album, Wildwood, out now.
But it still exists. Imitating itself.